Hidden Kitchens today travels to the Mississippi Delta, into the world of Lebanese immigrants who began arriving in the 1800s, soon after the Civil War. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, take us to Clarksdale, where barbecue and the blues meet traditional Lebanese meatloaf in a story they call Kibbe at the Crossroads.
Lebanese food, we make it every Sunday, make kibbe, cabbage rolls. When I get depressed, I make grape leaves. I'm Pat Davis, Abe's Barbecue in Clarksdale, Mississippi, at the famous corner of 4961. We've been in business since 1924. My father was from Zahle, Lebanon, came to America in the early 1900s. They moved to Clarksdale. They were doing good peddling, and back then the Lebanese people mostly were peddlers. 1924, my father opened up a barbecue, a restaurant.
I went to the crossroads.
This is the main highway where the crossroads are. And we think that that's where Robert Johnson made a deal with the devil to play good blues music. Robert Johnson used to sit around where those sycamore trees were, playing his blues guitar, drinking a bud, and eating one of our barbecues.
They said the blues was born here in Clarksdale. We have a blue museum here. I don't want no more blues. I have blue when I was young. We used to have the blues in the field in the old country. My mother singing all that sad songs, I'll never forget it. Cutting the wheat, picking the grapes. My name is Shafiq Shamoun. I live in Clarksdale since 1954. Me and my wife, Louise, we got Shamoun's Rest Haven. I would say the oldest restaurant in this delta.
Great raw kibbe, great tabbouleh. We go there every January on the way to a duck hunt.
I'm Joe Sherman.
We were Shamoun's. My grandfather, when he came across the border through Mexico, they Americanized it to Sherman. In the Rest Haven, it's got an old sign out front. And Mr. Shamoun, he'll be sitting there at a table with a telephone taking orders. If he's not, he's sick.
Rest Haven, may I help you? They order spaghetti, hamburger steak, kibbe sandwich. That's our best seller, kibbe sandwich.
Kibbe, it's pretty much the national food of Lebanon. It's a meatloaf of sorts. My father's family came to Mississippi Delta from Greater Syria. I'm Jimmy Thomas, managing editor for the New Encyclopedia of Southern Culture. One of the earliest stories of Lebanese in the South was a man who had come to the port of New Orleans, and he knew there were other Syrian immigrants there. So what he did, he stood on the dock and screamed, "Kibbe, kibbe, kibbe," until someone came.
When I came here in 1954, I bought about 2 dozen of ladies' slips, nylon stockings. I sold that stuff, go from house to house, 30 years. I tell you, the poor people in those days, they knew I was trying to make a living. They buy something just to help me.
Early on, I decided I wasn't going to be a peddler. My name is Sammy Ray, Professor Emeritus at Texas A&M at Galveston. My father was peddling dry goods to the black sharecroppers and was very dependent on the black community. That's where he made his money. My father's Syrian friends that were peddlers would come, and the big deal was the Lebanese picnic, taking a live goat or lamb to a riverbank. And my father would slaughter the kid, dress it. My mother would make rice, snow peas, and she would cook it in the stomach. In the early 30s, my father bought a barbecue stand in Rosedale, Mississippi, on the edge of Blacktown, and we lived in the back of the barbecue stand. In the early days, I had problems because of my color. I was too dark to play with the white folks, and I was too light to play with the black folks. I got beat up, called a Dago in the WAP.
We lived in Riverton. A lot of Italian-American, Lebanese-American lived in Riverton, along with African-Americans back then, you know. Tina Turner and Ike Turner worked for my uncle at the grocery store. We knew all these people. And to be honest with you, we were all in that category of not a real citizen, I guess.
In my kitchen, baby.
three black men came into the cafe, and this is probably in the 50s, and Daddy took their order. Four or five farmers, they started calling them names and told Daddy he needed to run them out of here. And Daddy said, look, they're coming here to eat something, and don't bother them. When they left, they told my daddy, you know, this is a good way to lose your business, serving black people. And we were tested in 1965. They got a bunch of kids, black kids, went to all the restaurants on the highway. And every restaurant refused them except Shafit's. Rest Haven is in my place. And everybody else got lawsuits against them.
We used to have this list of all these famous Lebanese people. Casey Kasem's Lebanese. Obviously, Cahill Gibran.
Ralph Nader, he's Lebanese. But the greatest person was Danny Thomas. I think I might have a CD of Danny Thomas singing a Thebe in my car, I think. We called ourselves Syrians when we first came here. And until Danny Thomas came and said he was Lebanese, then we all began to realize, you know, we really are Lebanese. Danny Thomas can say it, so we're Lebanese now.
Sunday was helped me make the kibbeh. We'd always make a big thing of raw kibbeh, and it kind of was on a mound, about maybe an inch and a half high.
You get the round steak, real lean, grind it, a cup of wheat to each pound of meat. Soak that wheat for about an hour.
Bulgur wheat, lots of onions, cinnamon, salt, and pepper. And you can eat that raw, fried, or you can bake the kibbeh.
And somebody would always take their palm of their hand, turn it up, and they'd make a cross in it, and then they'd put olive oil in it. Bless the kibbeh, which kind of blessed the family.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. Recipes for kibbeh and all the Hidden Kitchen stories are available as podcasts at npr.org.